السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy made us Muslims. May Allah ta'ala keep us with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. Islam is the correct religion. Glorious Quran Sharif is the last and final book of Allah ta'ala amongst us. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are plus minus 1,445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah has protected the Quran through the sacrifices of the Huffaz of the Quran, through the sacrifices of our pious predecessors, our ulama-i kiram, the Salaf al-Salihin, and many other pious personalities who sacrificed their health, wealth and time traveling to different cities and countries of the world, establishing the commands of Allah and the beautiful Sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of our family and friends that were with us the last Ramzan, this Ramzan they are not with us. And we have gotten opportunity to do many, many sincere good actions that will take us all to Jannah, paradise. The time for Jummah talk is very short, 10 to 15 minutes we have. Today I would like to speak about Laylatul Qadr, which we have to look for it in the last 10 nights and the odd nights of Ramadan, the 21st of Ramzan after Maghrib, the 23rd after Maghrib, the 25th after Maghrib, the 27th after Maghrib, the 29th after Maghrib, if you don't see the moon for Eid. This is a short surah of the Quran which I have recited, and alhamdulillah many of us went to the afternoon maktab madrasas or to the Islamic schools and learned the last few surahs of the Quran by memory, which we recite in our daily five for as-salah. Among those surah is Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr Wama Adraka Ma Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr Khayrun Min Alf Shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that doing ibadat on this night of Laylatul Qadr is better than making ibadat for 1,000 months. Or we get the reward of making ibadat for 1,000 months, 1,000 months equal to 83 years and 4 months. And on this night, the Quran Sharif was revealed from the Lohi Mahfuz, from the protected tablet, to the first sky. Then over a period of 23 years, via the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the Quran Sharif was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now whatever the commands of Allah upon us, we do it out of the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no command of Allah must take it as a burden. When the value of a certain action is in front of us, then to sacrifice and to achieve it, it becomes enjoyable because you got a goal in mind. A simple example, we have different types of employments. Somebody is a plumber, electrician, a painter. Somebody is a professional accountant, doctor, engineer, dentist, etc. Or somebody is a businessman, he's got a business. Different type of businesses people have. Now we know we put a certain amount of time in our business or in our occupation and profession. 8 to 5 we work. And in between we take our time for our Faras Salah, read our Zuhr Salah on time, Asr Maghrib on time. In the summer months, Asr Maghrib is later. And in the winter months, Asr Maghrib gets earlier. But in winter or summer, we read our Faras Salah on its prescribed time. Meals with Jama'ah, the rewards are 27 times more. And for 40 days, we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere and protect us all from hypocrisy and nifaq. Generally, in the month of Ramadan, an environment is created where we are more conscious of our Salah and especially our Faras Salah with Jama'ah. Let that spirit of Ramzan remain throughout our life. We ask Allah Ta'ala for ikhlas and istiqamat. That we have sincerity in the little good that we do. The extra Quran Sharif recitation we do in the month of Ramzan. One is we have our Faras compulsory fast in Ramzan. But out of Ramzan, we don't have to fast. We can keep nafil optional fast whenever we want to keep. But we abstain from sins. Like how in the month of Ramzan, many of us got the shaitan box off. We don't watch films, don't listen to music, don't go to venues of vice and sin. We respect the month of Ramzan. Similarly, that quality of taqwa must remain in us, that out of Ramzan also we abstain from sin. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah has made fasting compulsory upon us and the people before us so that we may develop the quality of taqwa and Allah consciousness. When we are fasting, we abstain from permissible halal food, and married people are not allowed to have intimate relationship from Subah Sadiq till Iftar time. So out of Ramzan to abstain from sin and haram also must become more easier for us, and we must abstain from sin out of Ramzan also. Life in this world is short. One day we all gonna leave this world. And whatever good action we do, we are doing it for our benefit. We are all going to sleep in our own grave. The Mawlana or the Sheikh in the Masjid is going to recite the Salatul Janaza for us. And our family and friends will come to the graveyard. They will bury us. And then, when they put sand in the grave, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We are created from sand, we return back to sand, and we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah again. And then we'll be alone in the grave, and the angel is going to ask us, Man Rabbuk, who was our Rabb? If we worship Allah, we read our Faras Salah on his prescribed time, we reply to the Muazzin's call, one is verbally, we repeat the words of Azan, and physically we come for our daily 5 Faras Salah. Then it will be easy to say, Allah is my Rabb. They ask, Ma Deenuk, which religion did we follow? If we practice on the teachings of Rasulullah SAW, on the commands of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah, in the masjid, outside the masjid, we abstain from major sins. May Allah protect us. And it will be asked about our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man hadha rajul? What do you say about our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if we practice on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will be easy for us to answer that question. And our grave will be made a garden of Jannah. May Allah grant us those favors. Now, while living, we have got an opportunity to make tawbah, istighfar. Now, coming back to the topic of Laylatul Qadr, is human nature that he likes to work few hours but earn maximum money. If somebody got a very successful business, he just sits 1 hour in his office, sit on the laptop and make 1-2 phone calls. And in that 1 hour, he earns maybe $10,000 or $100,000 in that 1 hour. Hey, that man, he made it. In 1 hour, he made $100,000. Similarly, if somebody is an electrician or a plumber, he got a job in a very big company and they pay you per hour. Whatever other job you are doing, this company offers you 5 times more wages per hour compared to the other company. You will go because 5 times more money I'm going to get. Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us the month of Ramzan, when we read a Faraz Salah, we get the reward of 70 Faraiz. We read the Nafil Salah, we get the reward of a Faraz. Nafil rewards a Faraz. We recite Quran and we fast. Jannah is being beautified for the fasting people every day. And when we come to the masjid, Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, we have such wonderful masjid, beautiful carpets, wonderful wuzu ablution facilities, air conditioning, fans according to the temperature. And Allah reward our respected ulama ikram and hufaz of the Quran who recite beautiful Quran with tajweed. We must have sincere love and respect for our ulama and for the hufaz and the beautiful Quran Sharif recitation, especially for Fajr, Maghrib and Isha Salah and the 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah. We enjoy it when they read beautiful Quran, and may Allah reward the ustads and the teachers of this hufaz and this ulama. Is a lot of sacrifice, 6-7 years of sacrifice the students and the ustads make, then we get students qualifying as ulama and hufaz. It starts off with the afternoon maktab madrasa, where they learn the Arabic alphabets, and then they learn more surahs, and then they be encouraged to enroll themselves in a hifz class. All those that were instrumental in teaching the students, even those apas that taught them the Arabic alphabets in the afternoon maktab madrasa, we must never forget them. And some of them have passed away. Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannah. Now when Rasulullah came to inform the people of the exact night of Laylatul Qadr, there was an argument and dispute that took place. Let's read the hadith first. An Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu qala kharaja an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liyukhbirana bi laylatil qadr fatalaha fulanun wa fulanun farufi'at wa asa an yakuna khayran lakum فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي التَّاسِعَةِ وَالسَّابِعَةِ وَالْخَامِسَةِ مِشْخَاطْ عَنِ الْبُخَارِ وَإِذَا عَنْ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَحَرُّوا لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ رواه مشكات. حضرت عبادة بن سامد narrates that our Rasulullah came to inform the people of the exact night of Laylatul Qadr. There were two Muslims, his students, his companions, the Sahaba, were having a heated argument. What was the argument about? We really do not know. But Nabi Sallam, just looking at that, he felt a bit upset and emotional. And in that emotional state, he forgot the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. But Allah wanted it so that we don't become lazy, that only that one particular night we make ibadat, then we forget. So Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala mentions that seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd lot 10 nights, on the 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, or the 29th night of Ramzan. And Allah make it easy for all of us. Now in this night you make ibadat, you get the reward of making ibadat for 83 years and 4 months. And there's lot of reward. May Allah guide us to do many, many good actions. And as humans in a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. So we can plan ourselves, have some rest during the day. So in the night, we can stay awake or divide the night into 3 portions. One portion for ibadah, one portion for sleeping, one portion for the family. But in Ramzan, we should spend extra time in the evenings, in tahajjud, etc. But most important is we have to read our Faraz Salah on his prescribed time. A person spends the whole night in Laylatul Qadr in Ibadat, but misses his Isha Faraz Salah and Fajr Faraz Salah. That is the major, major sin. It's more important to read the Faraz of Isha, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib. Every Salah to be read on his prescribed is more important than any other good deed that you do. And to abstain from haram on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam come with a group of angels sending peace and salutations to the people in the home and in the masjid. But those homes where there's a dog and pictures of animate objects, the angels of mercy don't come. We are not allowed to keep pictures of people in our lounge and sitting rooms. The angels of mercy don't come. And we can keep a dog as a security outside our home, but we cannot keep dogs as a pet inside our home. The mouth of the dog is napak. If the mouth of the dog touches our clothing or any furniture, the lounge chair, that portion becomes napak and we have to wash it. It's compulsory. The special night of Laylatul Qadr, we have newspapers, magazines, pictures of animate objects, fold it and put it away and make niyyah throughout our life. We don't want these pictures of animate objects in our lounge. We want the angels of mercy to come in our home in Ramzan and out of Ramzan. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practice.